Maria was in her early 20s when she was hired and abused by Jeffrey Epstein in the mid-1990s. During that time, she witnessed firsthand how close her boss was to Donald Trump.
Epstein said when Trump and his wife divorced, Ivana, he said, "I inherited Trump and Ghislaine inherited Ivana." And so you'll see Ivana at the house a lot and you'll see Trump at the offices, but the twain will never cross. They'll never meet.
It was in Epstein's Manhattan office that Maria claims she had a disturbing encounter with the now president.
First time I met him was the night before I started my job. And Epstein said, "I need you to come up to the offices." And I was like, "It's 9 o'clock at night, you know? And I guess I'll just run up there." And he said, "Okay." So I get there and I'm all sweaty in running shorts. Donald Trump walks in and he's really strange. And he stood, you know, hovering and smirking, like all knowing, you know, like omniscient grin, like a Cheshire grin. So I went, it was just an instinct. I made the ugliest face I could think of. And Epstein thought it was adorable. He walked out and he goes, "Oh, no, Maria, no, she's not here for you." Just like that. He emphasized, "She's not here for you." He goes, "Come with me." And he escorts Trump. So here's Epstein's part. He escorts Trump into this other room. And Trump utters under his breath, he mutters, "Oh, I thought she was 16. And I thought that was just really weird. Like, it was beyond locker room talk.
Maria says she never saw Trump behave inappropriately. And the White House has contested her version of events, insisting the president never visited Epstein's offices.
So when the White House says Donald Trump was never at Jeffrey Epstein's offices, is the president lying?
Oh, my heavens, yes. Yes, he's lying. Yes.